Oh, I'm wired and going. Wow. This is fun. It's been a minute. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to take that away. There we go, so we don't get feedback. I can hear me. Can you hear me? Okay. Gosh, the Lord is good. And I mean, Barry almost preached all my message through the communion slides. And I felt when Pastor asked me if I would share this week, it was a couple weeks ago, I really felt the Holy Spirit highlighting peace. And then Barry brought a message on Easter on peace. Emmanuel, you brought a wonderful message last week. Barry used your scripture again, just now, out of Ephesians 4:2, because you're saying, please be patient with me. But the scripture's so clear that we bear with one another, binding ourselves together in peace, like Emmanuel so beautifully communicated last week. And I just believe, like I said, Holy Spirit is highlighting this for such a time as this. And we prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. We prayed for peace on earth as we are in times and seasons that sometimes, quite frankly, can be frightening and can be anxious causing and can stir up stress within our lives. And that's why I believe the Lord's word this morning. I'm actually using Isaiah 54 as my text, but I believe it's a prophetic word of the Lord to bring peace to you. Bring peace to your family. Bring peace to your souls. You know, that word shalom, the Hebrew word, and Barry referred to it even this morning. Jesus was called the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Shalom. And shalom didn't mean just the absence of conflict. Shalom meant this holistic covering of our lives, our everything that we do in life, not just lack of conflict when things happen, but our welfare, our health, our contentment, our families. You know, the Hebrew people greet each other, shalom, shalom. It's how they say hello to one another. But they actually, in their very words, are declaring peace. Peace. And again, not just the absence of conflict, but complete peace and safety and soundness, contentment, nothing broken, nothing missing. And I was sad I wasn't here Easter. I missed you guys. I got that flu that was being passed around at the time. But I did listen to Barry's message. And then again, like I said, Emmanuel's last week. And both messages keyed in on the peace that the Prince of Peace brought us. So today I'm staying in this theme in my message out of Isaiah 54. We're going to put scriptures up and we're going to declare them together because I believe when we declare them from our mouths, something happens in our souls. Something happens on the inside when you hear yourself say the word of God because the word of God is living and breathing and it's applicable to every situation and circumstance in our daily life. Amen? Amen. So my first point, peace is something we all long for in a world of chaos, anxiety, uncertainty, and conflict. Does that kind of describe the happenings around us these days? I believe the Lord's word is prophetic, like I said, from Isaiah chapter 54, because in Isaiah 54, God was speaking to a broken people. And what did he declare over them? We're going to start with verse 10, Isaiah 54. Though the mountains be shaken, why don't you say it with me? Let's say it together. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. That's his promise. That's his promise. And so if you feel you're in a shaky time, maybe everything's going great in your life, but the promise remains the same. His peace will not be removed from our lives. Amen? Peace here, again, it's not the absence of trouble, but it's in the midst of trouble. It's the assurance, God's presence and steadfast He is present and he is steadfast and committed to us. When everything around us may be shaking or feels unstable, his peace remains unshaken because it's not based on circumstances. You and I, this morning, have a choice to make. And we can, I believe the Lord's inviting us to choose peace. We have to make that choice as his sons and daughters, to choose peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, you say it with me, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. I've said this before, where's the battle? The battle's right in the between the two ears. It's in the mind. And you know, everything around us, the social media, the media, TV, everything around us, they call it rage bait. The kids probably know this. They get you to click on things that will actually trigger rage. That's the purpose. Their algorithms are all set up that way to stir up anxiety, to stir up stress. But what does the Lord promise? His peace. So that's my first point, and I'd like us all to stand up, and I am going to pray peace over your circumstances. Amen? Can you receive that? So, Lord Jesus, we thank you that when we fix our minds on you, you are steadfast because we can trust in you. So I pray peace over every individual here, Lord God. I pray over circumstances and uncertainties. I pray over jobs and relationships and illnesses and whatever circumstances your sons and daughters in this room, Lord Father, are facing. I speak peace in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You can be seated. So number two, peace cannot rule when fear reigns. And I've said that before here, but peace won't rule if fear is reigning in our lives. And verse 4, again, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 4. Do not be afraid. Some versions say fear not. So let's read this. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. We will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Fear not. We declare that with our mouths because sometimes, honestly, we get so caught up between the two ears that we forget the truth of his word. And again, we have a choice to make this morning. And this next verse, 13 in chapter 54, I really felt from the Holy Spirit this morning as I was praying for you, praying for this message, that the Lord wants to speak particularly to some moms, to some mothers in the room, and fathers too. But verse 13 promises from the Lord that all your children, you can say it with me, all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. And you know, we are given our children for a season to love, to steward, to provide protection, to raise them in the admonition of the Lord, to raise them in the biblical morality and concepts. But the Lord promises he will teach your children. And I just feel like the Lord, peace and fear can't reign together. I feel the Lord wants to lift off some fear off some moms today because they don't see their children walking in the peace yet. And they're fighting on their knees for their kids. So I just speak that peace over parents today in Jesus' name, that the Lord promises he will teach our kids. And sometimes they make some decisions we don't approve of. But the Lord promises to teach our kids, and great will be their peace. And then one of my favorite verses regarding do not fear, because remember, we're on the point, fear, peace can't reign in the same space as fear when fear is reigning in our lives. Isaiah 41, verse 10, and I've shared this verse here many times, I'm sure, over the years. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen, I will help you, I will uphold you with my right hand. And again in verse 12, it says, do not fear. I will help you over and over and over and over and over and over and over throughout this living word of God. He tells us not to fear, not to fear. And it's interesting. I was at a women's leaders conference. Are we here? Can you hear me? Okay. I was at a women's leaders conference a couple months ago. I can't remember exactly when, but one of the speakers, her tagline is faith-filled therapist, and she loves to show, and in this case it was women, how fearfully and wonderfully made we are, that even how he created our brains to renew, I'm going to read Romans 12, verse 2, but because of how he created us, we can walk without fear in our lives, but There's some things we have to do, just like I said this morning. We have a choice to make. We have to choose whether we're going to succumb to the fear, to the rage bait, all the clicks, all the stuff, and say, no, I will only fear the Lord God Almighty, and I will walk in peace in that perfect shalom. So she used the verse Romans 12, 2, and we all know that. Romans 12, 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. What's the pattern of this world? It's stress. It's anxiety. It's distraction. Distraction's a big deal these days. Like, our children sitting in class, even here, I don't know how many of you have already been distracted, and you're somewhere else. It's so normalized now because our attention span has just been cut through the likes, I believe, of the social media. It's just seconds. It used to be like 3 minutes, but it's down to seconds. But Romans 12, 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed. Here it is. Let's say it. Be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. So how do we do this? Well, one tool we have at our disposal, there we are. Barry actually even mentioned it in communion, is thankfulness, gratefulness. Like I said, fear, I've said this here before, fear and thankfulness can't simultaneously take the same space in our brains. Again, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, the neuroscience proves it. I'm not a scientist. There's scientists in the room. But I love hearing how the Lord created our minds, that we can renew our minds when we come to him. We can transform the narrative that we have allowed to take place in our brains, right? So we take captive all thoughts. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. We take captive every thought that tries to exalt itself up above the Lord Jesus Christ. And we demolish arguments and every pretension that tries to set itself up against Jesus. Again, fearfully and wonderfully made. And this is a really cool verse, and I never looked at it this way. But 1 John 4:18, and I think we all know it, 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. That's right. Perfect love. And who is perfect love? Who is the only perfect love? Casts out all fear. And the fear and thankfulness, our weapon, our tool, can't take the same space in our brain. So we have to override that fear by continually being thankful. And you guys know Joni Riley, James and Joni Riley. She was at this conference as one of the speakers. And she was saying, you know, for me, this was Joni, she said, sometimes when the narrative starts, I just out loud say, stop, stop, stop. I just say it out loud. And then I've got my attention, so you've taken it out of that narrative, that tape that's running in your brain. Stop, stop, stop. And then she begins being thankful and listing all the wonderful things we're thankful for. Like Barry said this morning, we have a beautiful place to worship the Lord. We're not hindered from coming to worship our Lord. We have a beautiful country to live in. We have so much to be thankful for. Many of us have families and jobs, and just there's so much to be thankful for. And we stop the narrative and we give thanks. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love, which is only Jesus. Fear cannot coexist when we cast that out. Amen? So I want us to stand again. And I'm going to pray the Lord lift off fear. And we're going to say, stop, 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 like Joni Riley. And Lord Jesus, I just lift off fear in this room. I lift off fear from sons and daughters that have been battling in this space between their ears, Lord Father. We say stop, and we begin to say thank you, Jesus, for being our Lord and Savior. Thank you for giving us words to declare over our souls, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you provide for all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have for us, that you go with us, that you go behind us, you're above us, beneath us, all around us, Lord. We give you thanks and praise this morning. We say no to fear in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. 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 We set our things, we set our minds on things above. And I didn't mention that scripture, but I want to point it out. It's Philippians 4:8. Because as we fight that battle of fear, we say stop. We begin using the tools of thankfulness and righteousness. The word's really clear of what we're supposed to think about. Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, what does it say? Think on these things. That kind of throws out the negative talk that sometimes we get sucked into for whatever reason. In Jesus' name. Thankfulness, gratefulness, and declaring the word of God are our tools to not allow fear to steal our peace. Because Jesus is our Prince of Peace, and he has given that to us as a free gift. So my last and final point, very simply, number three, peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Peace guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, and we all know these verses, verses 6 to 7. Do not be anxious. Say it with me. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, there's that thankfulness, present your requests to God. That's right. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we have authority to do this, folks. Authority as sons and daughters of the Most High God, seated at the right hand of Christ. The worship songs this morning were beautiful, and we sang many of these principles that we're learning from scripture, that we're learning from the pulpit, that we're learning in our daily lives. Peace overrides fear, but we have the choice to make. We have to take those thoughts captive in Christ Jesus. We have to think on those things that are lovely, pure, and righteous. And we have to not be anxious about anything, but with thanksgiving, present our requests to God. Isaiah, my last verse out of Isaiah, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon, let's say it together, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage, Maranatha, of the servants of the Lord. This is our heritage. This is our heritage. This is good news. This is good news. And again, we have the choice. We have the choice. We're going to say stop, stop, stop. And we're going to declare our thankfulness, our gratefulness, and the word of God over our souls and over our families. We have that power to do that over our families as well. So my last verse in conclusion, and it's Emmanuel used it, I believe, last week. I think Barry referred to it even today. I'm not sure, but it's John 14, verse 27. And it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." But I want you to notice, Jesus doesn't, in this verse, he's not just offering us peace. He gives us from himself, the Prince of Peace. He is peace. He is shalom. He gives us peace from himself. It's not just, oh, just be peaceful, Anne. No, he gives of himself his peace to me, to you. And I think that's powerful, a powerful understanding of that verse. He gives his own peace to us so that his peace will dwell in us, will guide us, will be shared wherever we go. You know my keys, I don't want to pull them because the microphone's there, but I wear those three keys. One of them is peace. And we need to remind ourselves daily that we have the power, we have the authority as Christ's sons and daughters to walk in that peace and say no to fear in Jesus' name. Peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Peace is something we all long for. And peace cannot rule when fear reigns. So we take authority over that. So why don't we stand one last time, and I'll pray corporately for all of us, for peace to guard our hearts and mind, and that, Lord Jesus, we just want to receive that peace you give from yourself. You're not just offering us peace in the air, so to speak. No, you're saying, my peace I give you. And Lord, we want to put that on now. We put that on this Sunday, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we want to worship, we want to praise, we want to say no to fear, we want to take every thought captive under the obedience of Jesus Christ and move, live, have our being in you, Lord Jesus, in you, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. We want to go out with joy and be led forth with peace, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.